T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What is one thing that gets said a lot on this station? Like, what is, I try to think of, you know, there's the old cliches about the slow day sports arguments, right? Or the things that get brought up constantly on radio talk shows, sports talk shows, as talking points. There's the old, is Pete Rose a Hall of Famer? Yes or no, right? Who's the most underrated, overrated, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can do some of the most cliched topics over and over again because on one level or another, there's some appetite for them. And one of the little talking points that there is always, 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 always an appetite for in Pittsburgh is this. Why doesn't everybody else like hockey the way we do? Or expressed in a different, more delusional way, nobody likes the NBA. The NHL's more popular. Basketball sucks. Which is a cover for reality, which most people understand, which is that basketball is by far a more popular sport in this country, is a much more exposed sport in this country, and that while a city like Pittsburgh is hockey, 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 because there's a hockey team here, a lot of cities aren't. And for a lot of cities, hockey coming back is like totally off the radar. ESPN does more reporting on the MLS at this point than they do the NHL. Like, they trot Barry Melrose out of mothballs to come and talk about the NHL's return. Okay, so that's a common theme. It gets brought up on this show, then we rebut it with some ratings suggesting that people here actually do like basketball and so on and so forth. The NHL, against that backdrop, I think the NHL has a very reasonable chance to have a long-term positive come out of this pandemic. Now, this is just toss a gigantic spoonful of the word if in front of everything I'm about to say. It all is predicated on if the league can successfully return to play. Get to the bubble. Get to the bubble. The two bubbles. Without like an outbreak or multiple outbreaks among multiple teams that would sabotage it, okay? So if the league can do that, it's a big if, but I think if they get there, they will have a very good chance of getting this done. I think the NHL has a chance, and this in balance is not a net positive for the sports community in this country, but I think the NHL has a chance at a somewhat, if not totally, captive audience in terms of team sports, and here's why. The NBA is down in Orlando, which is in the middle of Florida, which is a hot spot right now. Just a giant hot spot for the virus. We all know this. If you read the news or you follow the news or you watch the news, it is impossible not to know what the numbers are down there. And the number, whether people think this is serious or not, wear your masks, whether people think it's serious or not, if the numbers spike and players get sick, they're not going to play. That just is what it is. They will not play if a bunch of NBA players get sick. The Nets and the Wizards are already sending down what people are describing as zombie rosters because guys have either opted out or gotten sick. I think it's more or less all opt-outs at this point. I don't know, bottom line, upshot here, I don't know if the NBA is going to be able to play. Then I look at Major League Baseball, which in one of my favorite cliches, what they are trying to do to get themselves back started to some degree looks like Karl Malone and Dennis Rodman tripping each other up the court in the 1998 NBA Finals and getting a double foul called. And if you believe what I choose to believe here, doing this all to promote a WCW tag team match at a pay-per-view later that month or later that summer. Okay? Like, that's what baseball looks like right now. They can't even get the clerical stuff right when it comes to their testing. They can't even get the basics done. That does not imbue me with overwhelming amounts of confidence that they will get the season underway. I hope they do, but I don't just sit here and say, oh, it's going to happen. Because how could you look at anything that's happening with baseball right now and say, well, they're going to figure this out. Just don't worry about it. Just brush it off. Hockey, meantime, and I know I said yesterday that the sheer daunting nature of what they are proposing as far as their plan, in a way, in a weird way, makes me like paradoxically more pessimistic about all this, because you just keep asking yourself the question, can they really pull this off? Can they really pull this off? If they get to the point where they're in this bubble, I will stop thinking that way, because I do think it would be fairly safe. I do think the players would be somewhat willing to be boring. I think that these little junkets they would take to go play golf on off days would be pretty safe. And I think that the players would get by, and they would be willing to more or less be on their best behavior. I think hockey would happen. As long as they get to the bubble, if they get to the bubble, I think it'll happen. This is Bob McKenzie, noted NHL insider, the insider of insiders, talking about a schedule for the NHL. Steiny, make sure that computer of mine is up here. Here's Bob McKenzie. Here's why I think the NHL has a real honest-to-God opportunity for a long-term positive here.
The plan is to play three games a day, both in Edmonton and Toronto, and the timetable template, if you will, local times, is to schedule those games at 12 noon, 4 p.m., and 8 p.m. Now, keep in mind the two-hour time difference between Edmonton and Toronto. It means, basically, there's going to be six games a day spread out over a 15-hour window, if not longer.
Six games a day in the NHL over a 15-hour window. Sports fans love sports, ultimately. There are a lot of people that don't really care that much for hockey, but they know what the NHL is. Like, on a base level, a decent number of people know who Sidney Crosby is outside of this city where he's ubiquitous. Can you imagine the chance the NHL has if they are the only league that can get itself kickstarted and get this tournament going to just be running game after game after game after game during this tournament? And it's the kind of hockey that even non-hockey fans, like the most casual blasé of hockey fans, care about. Playoff hockey. When does ESPN trot Barry Melrose out? The playoffs. Playoffs. That's when they care. Because even I think most of the anchors at ESPN realize that hockey's playoffs are badass. That the Stanley Cup playoffs are incredible. There is a real chance. It is a non-zero chance that the NHL will have a captive sports audience if they are able to resume. Because I am not as bullish on baseball or basketball doing same such. This is what good planning looks like. It's not a no-risk situation. We already know that teams have had to shut down for little portions because of positive tests. They've got a shot. And you mark my words, for everybody here that complains that not enough people appreciate how great hockey is, or nationally it gets no recognition, or ESPN won't cover it, it'll be the ultimate litmus test. If the NBA isn't able to get going, and baseball for some reason isn't able to get going, but hockey does, I would think ESPN would be forced to cover it. Puck Daddy, Greg Wyshynski, you'll read and see him more than you ever thought you would. Meantime, you want to talk about betting opportunities, my friends. Craig and Pony and I have been, I would say, itching to get back to our little show bets here. If you've got six hockey games a day to sort through, and they are rolling starting at noon and not really ending until what? 1 a.m.? 2 a.m. maybe? If they are rolling out like that, and they are playing like that in the NHL, they're doing all this stuff, and they're playing that many games, and they get it going, it is going to be a bettor's paradise. Moreover, it is going to be a real chance for the best version of the NHL, the playoffs. By far the best. I defy you to... If you meet somebody that loves, like, game 43 of an NHL season, loves it, is like, I can't take my eyes off the screen, send help for that person. I don't even love hockey that much, and I'm a half-season ticket holder. I don't love basketball that much, and it's my favorite sport. You aren't going to get the lazy, boring crap. League has a chance here, I think. I don't think this is like out of the realm of possibility. I don't even think it's that unlikely, given the way things are going. The NHL has a chance to get its product in a very basic way in front of a lot of eyeballs with nothing else to distract from. So, and it's going to be the best version of its product. You don't think that that's a real chance for the league. I don't know what to tell you, but they have one. Heck, even if baseball and basketball come back, I think there's going to be such an appetite for sports in general that you're going to see people gravitate towards hockey just because it's there. Right? Like, you go on a diet for a long time, and in this case, the thing you're not eating is sports. And then just somebody, like, imagine sports as cookies. There's all different types, but they're all cookies. They're all sweet treats. You go on a diet, you say, I'm not going to have any cookies. Somebody puts a plate of four different kinds of cookies out in front of you. You're going to try probably all of them because you haven't had cookies in a while. They've got a chance even if every sport gets back. But if the NBA and if Major League Baseball can't get it together and run into problems, and the comparatively smooth sailing NHL so far doesn't, it's hockey's golden opportunity to make people give a crap nationally about it. And if that all comes to pass, I'm going to be very interested to see what the ratings are and very interested to see if hockey can actually grab people and hold on to them. It'll be a litmus test. Do people actually love the sport? Can people care about the sport? We'll see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.